General Motors has been the American car company in China for years. Now Ford is making a push to change that. Last year, Ford sales in China were up more than 30%, and the Ford Focus was China's best-selling car. In today's Business Bottom Line, NPR's Frank Langfitt went to this week's Shanghai Auto Show.
Li Ning bought his first Ford, a Focus sedan, about a couple of years ago.
The biggest impression is it's very easy to drive. It feels great. The exterior is what I like, very dynamic. I like cars that look muscular and that have some sense of American style.
He was back this week, browsing for another Ford at Shanghai's sprawling auto show. Wearing glasses, a gray hoodie, and jeans, he scoured the company's exhibit of 23 models, snapping pictures along the way. Li now has a 19-month-old child. He's looking to trade up to an SUV. When it comes to car safety, I have more confidence in Ford than other brands, he says. In China's hyper-competitive market, where there's little brand loyalty, developing new customers and keeping old ones like Li is critical. To that end, Ford plans to launch 10 new vehicles in China by 2015 and open 5 new factories.
I think it's been doing very well. The volumes are growing so fast. The brand image perception is getting better.
Yang Jian is managing editor of Automotive News China. After a slow start here, Yang says, Ford is now developing an image as a trendy, stylish car for young people like Li. Despite Ford's recent gains, though, the company still has a long way to go.
Ford market shares in China is very small. I think Ford is probably not even the top 10.
In fact, Ford is number 12, with just 3% of the passenger car market here, according to LMC Automotive, a UK-based market forecasting firm. By contrast, GM is number 2 with about 10%, and Volkswagen is on top with nearly 20%.
I'm Trevor Worthington. I'm the car and SUV vehicle line director for Asia Pacific.
To help lift that market share, Ford relies on people like Worthington. He helps the company mold and shape its global vehicles to meet Chinese tastes. For instance, Worthington says Chinese customers want a car that looks and feels more impressive, especially the rear seat.
The use of the rear seat is definitely more important to a China customer, my experience, than it is maybe in the US or in Europe.
And why is that?
During the week, this vehicle is used for business. If an owner decides to take a client for a business dinner or to a meeting or pick them up or drop them off, how that customer feels sitting in the back of the car is a reflection of the person who's driving the car. It is all about making sure that they feel special, that they feel important.
We step inside a Kuga, a small Ford SUV with the same architecture as the Ford Escape. Worthington describes the adaptations for the market here.
This is a different rear seat cushion than we use anywhere else in the world. It's got more comfort and more shape. It's slightly shorter to give the maximum amount of rear leg room that we can.
Outside, Worthington points to the cosmetic touches, including chrome handles and sleek, brighter headlamps. Things, he says, consumers associate with the Chinese word daqi. Worthington explains.
It's about grand. It's about having presence. It's about being important. When we go to market research and you stand Chinese people in front of a car, they will always comment on whether the car is daqi or whether the car isn't daqi.
Zhu Bing is 24 and works in sales for General Electric. He's eyeing the Kuga, which starts at more than $31,000. Some of those carefully chosen details are resonating.
It's pretty dachi. I really like it. For example, the design of the front suits us young people. I'm attracted to the logo, and the headlamps are pretty cool.
Zhu drives his parents' Volkswagen, but he thinks VWs are for people over 30. He plans to buy a Kuga in the fall. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.